while the Toronto Maple Leafs release their protected list. So the Las Vegas Golden Knights can, as you've seen, can snipe one player from the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the decision is going to come down to, well, Martin Marincin was left unprotected, no surprise. Eric Fair was left unprotected. He's got a year left on his deal. Brendan Leipsic was left unprotected, as was Kirby Reichel. So those are the guys kind of in the wheelhouse here. Now, if I am the Las Vegas Golden Knights, I take a flyer on Brendan Leipsic.
Yeah.
Now, the Maple Leafs protected Matt Martin and his 3 years left at 2.5, and also protected Josh Levo, who has gotten bits and pieces of playing time and has actually scored some goals at the NHL level.
Yeah.
So did anything stand out for you here? Were you surprised at the decisions?
No, it felt like all along, and Luke Fox and everybody at Sportsnet and Sportsnet.ca doing a good job of breaking down the possibilities before this was announced. It felt like it was going to come down to Leipsic, Reichel, or Levo. One of those guys was going to be protected. And Matt Martin, it felt like the writing was on the wall for a while. And I'm not going to sit here and disparage the fine name of Matt Martin, but if Matt Martin's left unprotected, he's not getting claimed by Vegas, right?
Not necessarily.
Like, you're not
necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, what would you put the percentage chance at? I think it's less than 5% that Matt Martin gets selected, right? That's probably not the mold that Vegas is looking at.
Some different theories here, and we'll ask Doug. One of the theories is that, okay, let's say they know Matt Martin isn't going to get selected.
Yeah.
And I don't have that 5% because I think that he serves a value to a team in terms of leadership, in terms of marketing, in terms of the role he plays. Anyways.
Marketing? They're marketing the team around Matt Martin?
Listen, a goalie's important. Look at Paul Bissonnette in Arizona, right? You see Doan jerseys, you see Biz Nasty jerseys. I mean, yes, he's big on social media, but he fights. Yes, a fighter is going to be big.
I think the Toronto Maple Leafs are marketing this team around Austin Matthews.
I didn't say the Leafs were marketing. I said Vegas would market.
Okay.
Matt Martin would be on a lot of billboards in Vegas. Matt Martin, the goalie, the rookie, and like the biggest star they find, whether that's James Neal or whoever. That's who's on the billboards.
Alex Ovechkin.
The guy with the long hair who's dating Boomer Esiason's daughter and fights? Yes.
Yeah.
That's billboard material, man.
Maybe.
So the point is, if they want Matt Martin here, and even if they don't think he's going to get claimed, there's a theory out there that would say, hey, it's kind of embarrassing to be exposed in the expansion draft. And then, so it's like basically you're saying, we don't want you. And if you don't get taken, that means Vegas doesn't want you. And, you know, in terms of embarrassing your players, like maybe that's what I don't necessarily believe in that, but that's a theory.
Sports are they're cold, they're hard, and there's emotions involved, and we're dealing with real people. I understand that, but if you can retain an asset, and not that Brendan Leipzig's gonna be an all-star, but maybe he's a useful player. Maybe Kirby Reichel's a useful player, and you lose him because you were afraid of hurting Matt Martin's feelings despite the millions of dollars he's going to make over the next couple of years.
Everybody gets their opinion on this, and you don't have to like Matt Martin, and you can love Leipzig.
I like Matt Martin.
You can love Leipzig, and you can love Kirby Reichel. I talked to somebody in the organization yesterday, and the feeling was, you know, whether this was about Matt Martin or not, they don't feel Kirby Reichel's an NHLer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably a little more convinced, but not so convinced, that Brendan Leipzig's an NHLer. Good AHLers, too many deficiencies in their game. They could easily afford to lose these guys, and frankly, they don't care enough to even flip a pick to Vegas to keep either one of them.
I get it, right? And we're like, the Leafs' decisions are minimal compared to some of these.
Yes, compared to other teams.
The Ducks.
Here's the other thing about Matt Martin, and again, you don't have to be on the side. Maybe you hated the Matt Martin deal the day it was signed. The Toronto Maple Leafs, and whether it's Lou Lamoriello or Mike Babcock in the organization, brought in Matt Martin for a reason. And that reason hasn't changed over the last year. It's not like Matt Martin's in the lineup and it's like, wow, this guy really disappointed. Yeah. Matt Martin does the things that you brought in Matt Martin to do.
Yeah.
And is beloved by the younger guys and carries that level of protection. I'm not saying you have to believe in it, but for the organization, they brought him in. He didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
So why let him go? If that's what you believe in, then stick to your beliefs.
You got to be strategic about it. If you do believe that he's not getting claimed, and I don't think that Vegas would claim him, if you can retain an asset by exposing Matt Martin and his feelings are hurt just a little bit, but he gets over.
I would agree, but I think the crux of this is they don't really feel like Kirby Reichel and Brendan Leipzig are that much of an asset.